Good evening, family. Welcome to another episode of Carbon Culture Radio. It's me, Akasha, and I thank you guys for tuning in. So tonight we're going to be talking about single motherhood and dating. Now, in an ideal world, everyone would be married before having their children, and they will live happily ever after. But unfortunately, that isn't the world that we currently live in. So I want to touch on this subject because it's definitely a conversation that needs to be had in the communities of the indigenous people, better known as Black people. And if you're wondering how you can get more historical facts and proofs of you being an indigenous person, you can always check out the brother Dane Calloway on YouTube. He does an amazing job of shedding light on our true history. And I just wanted to shout him out and plug him in on that because he does bring a lot of valuable information to our people. So there you go. But back to what I was saying, we're going to be discussing single motherhood because it's definitely something that is relevant to our community. I must say that when I first started working on this episode, I only planned to do one segment on the topic. But once everything started flowing, I realized that there was just so much that honestly needed to be said, as well as discussed in one episode just wasn't going to cut it. So we're going to make this a multi-segment series inside of the Black Love Co. edition of Carbon Culture Radio. Because as you know, that the goal of Carbon Culture Radio is to not only shed light on our culture, history, heritage, in the accomplishments of our people, but also to heal ourselves as a people. Ashe, ashe. And for those of you who don't know what Ashe means, I will explain it in a later episode of Carbon Culture Radio. And if you're into church or anything like that, you can always just say amen, amen, amen. So, so I'm here to offer some of my sisters some advice for if and when they decide to get back out in the dating scene. So let's start with the when and how long. As you guys know, I did a poll on my social media page, my Facebook page, and asked the people on my friends list, when should a single mom start back dating? Should it be right away or should she wait a good while? And the feedback was insightful, and even though only 4 people voted, it was as expected. And sadly, not too many women voted nor offered any insight on this topic. But, you know, they always are complaining and always, you know, saying that we don't put out the content. But when we're trying to look for, you know, just insight from your perspective, nobody gives any. So hopefully more of my female listeners will chime in next time. So, ladies, let's jump right into this thing. First, I want to say that the first thing I want to say, ladies, is that when you're freshly out of a relationship and or not completely over your ex, please, please, please just give yourself some time to figure things out and to heal yourself. No need bringing unresolved drama and feelings into the next person's life. This is one of the most common ways. Listen, people, I said most common. I did not say the only way. This is one of the most common ways that bitter, broken people are created because they have dated someone who wasn't completely over their past, i.e. boyfriend or past hurts. Come on, ladies, you have dated a guy who was not completely over his ex or who had some baggage from his past, and it did not end well. So you understand what I'm saying and where I'm coming from with this. And, right? I hope so. So take your time to heal yourself first instead of passing on your pain to someone else. It's so easy for us to get caught up and to feel lonely and needing to replace our ex because we're so used to being in a relationship. We feel vulnerable and we need, we just want to replace him really quick to show him that you're cool. But I'm going to tell you something, ladies, that the person that you're normally rebounding with is the person who end up hurt. It never works out. So just take some time to get yourself together, okay? So the second thing that I want to talk about kind of ties into the first thing, because sisters, we really have to start evaluating our lives before we get back out there and start dating. Now, I know that I'm going to piss some sisters off with this one, but hey, the first step to recovery is what? Admittance. So I'm going to touch on a few things that we as women, especially single mothers, have to look at and be honest about when it comes to ourselves. When getting out of a relationship, especially when you have children, you have to reflect on your life like it's New Year's. Focusing and reflecting on yourself is very crucial before moving on and getting back on the dating scene. Asking yourself questions like, who am I and who do I want to become, is very important, because so often in relationships, we as women lose ourselves trying to be something for someone else. You know that we change ourselves for these men, lady. Ladies, please do not act like you don't. I'm a woman. I know for a fact that it's something that we do. Be honest with yourself and recognize what is broken or a mess in your life, and focus on putting the pieces back together. No one can heal you but you. So yeah, sis, in your head, you're probably saying, fuck him. You start getting yourself together, you're losing weight, you letting your hair grow out, and metaphorically or maybe physically, you got your fuck'em dress on, and you telling yourself, I'm about to do this, and I'm about to do that, I'm about to make him regret losing me, and that's all good, sis. Go ahead, lose that weight, let your hair grow out, upgrade your life like you're supposed to, but it's still not time for you to get out there and start dating just yet. The biggest issue for most women is that when she upgrades her life to get back at him instead of doing it for her, then again, she doesn't heal properly, and her ego, self-esteem will most definitely take a hit if she doesn't get the reaction that she's seeking from him. Word of advice, ladies, after a breakup, definitely upgrade your life. Let your hair grow. Lose that relationship weight, because indeed, sometimes more often than not, us ladies will let ourselves go while in a relationship, and with that goes our self-esteem, especially if we have gained weight from birthing this man's child or children, and he's eyeballing all the fit women. I'm rolling my eyes, ladies, as I say this, but we'll talk about that on another episode. That ain't for this episode, honey. This is about us, okay? But my point is, do it for you, sis, not for him. Once you get all fine again and you handling your business like a true boss, queen, empress, or goddess, and to top it off, you got your mind right, ooh wee, sis, even if y'all don't get back together, he definitely gonna be feeling some type of way. But like I said, don't do it for that reason. Do it for you. So now that we have discussed you being physically and mentally healthy, let's not forget to make sure that the kids are too. When parents separate, is, you know, whether it's biological or with a step parent, the child or children may still have a hard time adjusting. Moms, it's very important that you talk to your child about the breakup. See how it's affecting them, and you should also watch out for behavior changes. Moms, it's never a good idea to have a new guy in your life too soon, especially different men. It sends a negative message to the child's psyche, and I'm sure a lot of you ladies already know that, but for those who've never heard this information, this message is for you, you know, because some of us don't know better until we learn better, and that is my motto. So, although we carried and birthed these children, we still want them to love and respect us. And although we would think that this is a given, it is not. These things must be shown to the child, and the child will reciprocate it to you. That means the child will, what you show the child will do. So if you're showing the child love and respect, the child will show love and respect to you. Just like when they say, do as I say and not as I do, the child will always do what you do and not what you say. So, moving right along with that. And, you know, they will reciprocate it to you. And not just you, but women in general who you psychologically represent to them, especially your boys, you know, especially your sons, ladies. We are our son's first love, and his ideal of how women, of who women are, how women are, and how women should conduct herself and carry themselves come directly from you, as well as the women you have around him. This applies to the relationship between a mother and her daughter as well. So, as well as the relationship between a father and his children, a father and his son, and a father and his daughter. So, but we're talking about the mothers right now. Being a parent, with being a parent comes a lot of responsibility, which can be stressful because we're responsible for a whole nother person's morality and character development. But that's a big deal and definitely shouldn't be taken lightly. As a mother, I understand that children require a lot of time and attention. And as a woman, I understand the relationships, especially in the getting to know each other stage, do too. So unless you're going to date a childhood friend or someone of that magnitude, then someone is going to be getting neglected. It should never be your child or children. And I know most of you ladies know this, but I'm saying this because there's somebody out there that needs to hear it. So don't be offended if it's like, girl, I know that. Shut your ass up. This ain't for you. This is for somebody who needed to hear it then. That was one of the major concerns of one of my listeners. See, somebody is out there not properly mothering their kids, because one of my listeners had this main concern and wanted me to speak on this. So you calm yourself down, girl. No. And I just wanted to give my two cents on it. But I know that someone still going to date, you know, some of us still have dating on the mind and thinking that mama got to have a life too, like Jody mama said on Baby Boy. But reality, shit, you gave that up when you decided to have kids. But I'm going to sip this good tea, though. Yeah. And of course, all this is based on the age of the child or children, of course. You know, like if the child is older, then, you know what I'm saying, there's more leeway. And, you know, but if the child is very young, you know, the child definitely needs definitely come first. You need to pay attention to, you know, making sure that the child gets enough attention and time. So, I just wanted to say that, ladies. Now, we're going to move right along. And I hope that you ladies are still here with me, because I'm sure that I've said some things that has that y'all didn't want to hear. But, you know, only the truth can heal and repair our people, right? Right. So, the truth shall shut you... So, the truth cell shall set you free. Look at, I can't even talk right now. My throat getting dry. I say, family, I say. So, for my sisters out there that still feel like dating right now, let's move into the good stuff. So, you're mentally and physically good, and the kids are good on every level as well. Now, what's your support system looking like? I'm going to sip this tea. So, no, but who's going to babysit while you're out on a date? Okay. So, here's something that we have to think about, ladies, and take into consideration. If you don't have a trustworthy relative to leave the child with, consider if there's any young ladies, you know, you can always consider young ladies around your neighborhood or whatever, that somebody that you might know, and see if they are responsible enough to babysit your child or children. Don't consider the young girl who's fast, be out here always fighting, cussing, and making twerk videos. That's a recipe for disaster, and your child definitely won't be getting the attention that they need from that person. Babysitting services is always an option as well. Now, I'm about to say something that's probably going to upset you ladies, but let me say this. if you cannot afford to pay someone to watch your child while you are out on a date, then that means that you have no business being out on a date. Right? Yeah. Just wait until you get on your feet. Words of advice. Just wait until you get on your feet because, and these are some wise words of advice for me. Any man that is interested in you when your life is in disorder only wants to come in and disrupt your life further. Probably just want some sex, you know what I'm saying? You might be beautiful, smart, intelligent, whatever. Just want to say that he's been with a baddie. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm not in these men head. I can't think for men, but I'm just telling you, he's just coming in to disrupt your shit even further. So when you clean up your life and make room for more positive energy to flow, and then you will attract more positive and productive men who's on the level that you're on. Now, don't get me wrong. Some men who don't mean you any good will still gravitate towards you. And we'll get into how to spot those type of men and avoid them in another episode. But definitely, ladies, like, if you're not on your feet yet and your life is still a mess, just don't date. So now that we have a babysitter for our little ones, let's think about what type of dating that you want to do. Yes, 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 sisters. You need to have a babysitter online before you have a man online. Yes. But now let's figure out if you're interested in just dating to be dating, which, you know, depending on your age, you should not be dating to just be dating. Or are you dating to hopefully establish a long-term relationship? Disclaimer, if you aren't serious about a guy, don't have him around your babies. So, for any potential relationship, boo thing, or even in the dating stages, you need to make sure of the following checklist of questions to ask him and take mental notes of. And I'm going to give you another disclaimer, ladies. You cannot change a man. If he don't meet your qualifications, if his life ain't together, if he ain't ready to get his life together, ain't no woman on this planet about to change him. He got to change him, just like you got to change you. So things that matter when considering a date. So when you are taking into consideration if you want to date this man, if you want to give him some of your time, if you want to pay money to have a babysitter watch your child, if you want to spend time getting dressed and getting cute, and when you can be at home reading like me, or whatever you like to do for fun in your pastime, in your free time when your child is asleep. When you're considering if you want to, you know, give up some of your time for this man, you have to ask yourself these following questions. Does he like kids? This is a major thing because you have children. So you need to know if this man like kids. If this man don't like kids, you ain't going to make him like kids. Your kids ain't going to make him like kids. Move on. Let him go about his business. Bye-bye. Does he have children? If he does have children, what is the situation with the baby mama? Does he see the children? Does he take care of the children? All these things matter because you don't want to be with a man who ain't taking care of his kids. This is something we just got to stop. We got to stop enabling these men into being deadbeats. Deadbeats don't deserve no ass. They don't deserve to be entertained, ladies. That's just like if your baby daddy was a deadbeat. Would you want some sister entertaining him, knowing that he don't take care of his kids? No, we have to break the cycle. One woman at a time. Okay? So, these are things we need to know. And if he ain't taking care of his kids, move along, let his ass go on about his business. All right? If he got a bitter baby mama, let his ass go on about his business. You don't need that type of drama. Drama is never healthy. You know, you gotta avoid these type of situations, ladies. You come too far to be dealing with nonsense. Drama isn't healthy for the children, your mental, nor your police record. So, if he comes with problems, leave his ass where he at. There are so many men out in the sea. You ain't gotta be dealing with that. What does he do for a living? Is he working? Do he have his own business? What is his living situation like? You want to know if he's stable and that he won't be a burden on you. Ladies, these things are important. If he ain't got nowhere to stay, you don't want him. Leave his ass where he at. Cross him off the list. He's not a potential nothing. I mean, at this point in time, nobody, not saying that he can't grow into something, but we ain't taking on, with, especially a woman with children, these are things that you just don't need to be taking on, sis, for real. None of this. Like, you don't need to be taking on none of these issues. So, especially a man with a bitter, crazy baby mama who don't have her under control. Like, if she's coming after you, yeah, you don't want to deal with that, you know. So, and not saying, like, you can't hold your own, but at the end of the day, like I said, it's not good for the children, it's not good for your mental, and it's not good for your police record. So, walk away from that situation for sure. So, I ain't going to be too much longer. I'm going to let y'all go. I just want to say that, like I said, you can't change a man. A man has to change on his own. So don't take him as he come if he ain't meeting the criteria, ladies, because you need somebody that's established, okay? You have children. You have to think about that. You need somebody that's stable mentally, financially. You need somebody that's stable, okay? So, that is my advice for part one of Single Mommy and Dating. Peace and love. Thank you guys for listening. Good night.